Hello there, dear listener. It's your old pal, Nick Offerman, and good God, am I happy to be in your company. Unless this is one of my three sworn enemies, in which case you can go suck an expired pickle, you dirty fink. I'll see your ass in hell. But to the rest of you, may I offer my sincere thanks for joining me here in this newfangled entertainment delivery system. Like everyone else, I had intended to spend the year 2020 engaged in my normal pursuits, which for me meant traipsing about England and Europe, sampling intoxicating beverages, and variations on the greatest food item ever concocted, the humble, dependable bratwurst. I was even considering opening up my criteria to include sampling other pork-based sausages as well, and maybe turning that competition into a podcast called The Best of the Worst. It could have been my greatest achievement. But alas, the COVID-19 pandemic landed on the people of Earth, and we have all been required to make a choice. Adhere to common sense and do our part to responsibly protect one another from the spread of this virus, or get drunk and sink a fiberglass pleasure boat in Lake Travis to own the libs. Throughout this entire dark period, during which our national leadership has regularly and liberally urinated and shat all over the values that we Americans actually hold dear, I have been going a little crazy, thinking about the show that I had intended to share with all of you willing listeners in the later parts of 2020 and beyond. You'll soon hear me talk about the extraordinary and regrettable shit that we humans do to each other. But thinking about it now, I've become starkly aware of a couple things. Number one is that the two diametrically opposed sides are not the same, in a moral sense. Much has been written about this particular malaise, but the point I keep coming back to is that the platform on the left is rooted in empathy. The policies espoused by the more progressive citizens in our country have to do with providing health care to all of the people, or things like income equality, or an immunity from being murdered by police officers due to skin color. It's all more complicated than that, of course, and I'm certainly not smart enough to suggest a neat solution to any of it. I'm also not dumb enough to think that any of it can have a neat solution. But the point is that our hearts are in the right place with these policies. We Democrats generally aspire to provide all of our citizenry, no matter their politics, with the health and dignity promised by our Constitution. Now, contrasting this notion, we have the platform on the right, which is non-existent. There are not any policy measures, actually, or calmly argued alternatives to the humanism of the Democrats. What stands out instead is their mantra that they would like to, quote, drink the tears of the liberals, close quote. In other words, they are not offering solutions, but instead they are treating our society like a competition in which they hope to have the pleasure of bullying others into resisting progress. This stance is not reasonable. It is not founded in reason. And when one enters into a debate or argument but refuses to participate reasonably, that is, to my way of thinking, a refusal to engage in decency. In other words, that is the way an asshole behaves. So here we are in October of 2020 with our nation in the absolute mess that we have allowed to be made of it. On paper, the responsibility rests with all of us, even though it doesn't always feel that way. Even if you happen to be as ignorant as I am, I encourage all of us to unite our voices in the strongest way we can, and that is by voting. I hope to make you laugh over the next couple hours, and then I hope that you'll join me after that to discover what good us dipshits can accomplish together if we set our minds to it. And now, without further ado,